It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. NPR has learned that the White House is delaying and may cancel roughly $140 million in federal grants to fund opioid overdose response efforts. Here in Wisconsin, a spokesperson for the state health department says the state has not received word about the status of these federal funds. Wisconsin was set to receive nearly $4.5 million this year. To learn what's at stake, we have Sarah Jesse, Community Health Manager for Sauk County. Sarah, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Peter Brunzel is here, Executive Director of WisHope. That's a nonprofit peer-run recovery community organization with peer recovery coaches. Peter, welcome.
Thank you.
Sarah, let's start with you. Your county has received nearly $150,000 a year in funds from the CDC's program called Overdose Data to Action. How is Sauk County using these funds?
Yes, thank you, Kate. Public Health Sauk County has been receiving this Overdose Data to Action funding since 2019. And currently, we have two grant projects that together provide us with about $150,000 annually. And we use this money to save lives from overdose and improve well-being for people in recovery in our county. One of our OD2A grants helps fund our contract with Project WisHope, which we're going to hear a lot about today. We hope in just a moment. They provide us with peer recovery coach services. And just a short description, a peer recovery coach is someone who's in recovery themselves and is trained to help others who are working to overcome their addiction. They give support, encouragement, and help people stay on track with their goals for a healthier, drug-free life. So peer coaches aren't doctors or therapists. They focus on everyday support and understand what it's like because they've been there too. I'm really excited for us to talk more about all the great work our recovery coaches are doing in Sauk County. But first, I'd like to give a brief overview of our second OD2A grant project. This one funds the Sauk County Overdose Death Review Team, which is an interdisciplinary team representing over 25 local agencies that meets to confidentially review overdose fatalities in our area. This team gathers information from community partners, and when possible, we interview the decedent's next of kin to listen to their loved one's story. From this, we identify risk factors and points of prevention, and then recommend changes in our systems, policies, and programs to prevent future deaths.
So that data, data is super important. And from what I understand,
yes.
Overdoses, whether they be fatal or non-fatal, they are difficult to track. Why is that? Why is the data sometimes difficult?
Well, it can be very difficult depending on whether there is a bystander for the overdose that calls 911 or brings that individual to emergency services. We do work very closely here at Public Health Sauk County with our EMS agencies. We have an EMS peer support rapid response program that goes out and tries to connect people who survive a non-fatal overdose to services. And we also gather the data from our EMS providers then on non-fatal and fatal overdose.
Peter, turning to you, you're working on these recovery, peer-run recovery coaches and have that effort in Sauk County, among other counties. Why is this piece so important?
Having somebody with lived experience approaching someone else that's struggling is usually a very effective way of gaining trust and being able to help them see that there is a path forward. So I think that sometimes that's missed if it's too clinical or too medical.
You have been working on the peer recovery coach piece for years now. What differences can you see? What impact is it having?
Well, I can speak that, to you. Go ahead, Peter.
Well, it brings that sense of community a lot quicker. There's when you have people that are next to you that are in recovery and pulling and prodding a little bit, usually you have a lot more response from the community at large. And you keep doing that year after year, and you start to have a little bit of a coalition happening of people really working together in their community for recovery.
Have you seen WISHOPE grow over the years?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we've grown quite substantially.
Sarah, what will happen? You are concerned that about this federal funds. You are set to receive these funds at the beginning of September. What is causing you concern now?
Well, I can tell you, Kate, that in part due to overdose data to action funding, Sauk County has successfully reduced our rate of overdose deaths, which used to be among the highest in the state. We went from 17 accidental overdose deaths in 2020 to just 7 in 2023, and we've had less than 5 so far in 2025. These numbers might not sound high to our listeners, but we're a rural community, so it does represent a higher than typical rate for our state. So if we lose this funding, our programming is in jeopardy. We would need to reduce the hours of our peer recovery coaches by one third. So this might mean that we have to prioritize individuals that receive help, or that people have to wait longer to talk to a recovery coach. And we know so often people who need these services have a really brief window when they're ready to move on an opportunity like meeting with a coach. So this would be a terrible blow to Sauk County to lose this funding.
We're learning about concerns over the potential cancellation of federally funded grants that go toward opioid overdose response efforts. Sarah Jesse is here, Community Health Manager for Sauk County, and Peter Brunzel is Executive Director of WISHOPE. Peter, are you concerned about the future of WISHOPE if we see the federal overdose data to action program grants are actually being canceled?
I don't think I would say concerned about WISHOPE, the future of it. I think that there's different programs like this that if funding's cut, you have to find the other alternate ways of funding it. But programs like this are obviously saving lives. So at the end of the day, that's what we look at and continue to try to bring that to our community as a whole.
Have you found concerns in other counties beyond Sauk?
Yes, funding has been up and down throughout the other counties as well. So it's a consistent tone throughout all funding sources right now. Yes.
Sarah, can you talk further about the importance of data, having current and even real-time data to stop overdose deaths? And even in the name overdose data to action, and your overdose death review team in Sauk County, why is that piece so important?
Well, Kate, real-time data provides us with trends on what's in our drug supply. These days, when you buy, for example, a counterfeit pill on the street, you have no idea what's in that. It could be the deadly substance fentanyl that doesn't taste or smell or look like anything that you could distinguish. So we track this data so that we know if a bad batch is in our area, and we can alert our partners to that so that people who use drugs and their loved ones can be more careful, have Narcan on hand, for example, never use alone, and take other precautions to save lives.
Sarah, what trends has your team found about opioid deaths in Sauk County? What have you picked up on?
Well, since 2020, most of our overdose deaths involve both an opioid, usually fentanyl, and a stimulant like cocaine or methamphetamine. So that is the deadly combination that we're seeing in our area. And I think that is true for our state and most of our nation as well.
I want to also take a look. Wisconsin is set to receive more than $780 million in the opioid settlement funds through 2038. Peter, you first. What does that money mean in this moment of uncertainty around federal grants?
I think that there's a lot of uses for those funds and how the state chooses how to identify where to go with them. It can definitely move programs like this forward and continue them for many years to come, depending on how they funnel that money and where it goes.
Yeah. How critical is harm reduction services in order to stop overdose deaths?
It's very critical. Mm-hmm. Being able to have the supplies and that consistency changes that response and community awareness as a whole.
Sarah, what are your insights on this other piece of funding that's coming in and how Sauk County would be using its portion of opioid settlement funds?
Well, Sauk County is very fortunate to have some opioid settlement dollars available. We've been cautious about using them in this funding environment where we typically are using federal and state dollars for our kind of everyday programming. We now have to think about using the opioid settlement dollars for that program to maintain those programs instead of perhaps branching into other types of support that are needed. We've identified, for example, that we really need sober living here in Sauk County and are planning to use those opioid settlement dollars for that purpose. But we're cautious right now because without these federal and state dollars that we receive, we won't be able to continue to save lives as we've been doing now for decades.
Well, Sarah and Peter, thank you so much. Appreciate your time checking in on this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sarah Jesse is Community Health Manager for Sauk County. Peter Brunzel, Executive Director of WIS Hope. That's a peer-run recovery group providing peer recovery coaches. We talked about potential grant disruptions that could hurt federally funded efforts in Wisconsin communities to stop opioid overdose deaths. If you or think someone is struggling with addiction, for help, call the free and confidential treatment referral hotline at 1-800-662-HELP. That's 1-800-662-HELP. Or visit findtreatment.gov.